The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. In 2008, Super Tuesday came a month earlier. It involved 24 states, and on the Republican side, it was John McCain who emerged victorious and coasted the rest of the way. Tomorrow's version involves only 10 states, and if you're wondering which of the four Republicans will emerge victorious, there's a real possibility that they all will. More after this from Charlie. The polls indicate Super Tuesday will probably keep Mitt Romney in the lead for the Republican nomination, but it probably won't perform the other crucial role of an election, which is to send the others home, because there might not be any outright losers. Rick Santorum was on Fox News Sunday campaigning in Tennessee, where he has a good chance of winning.
I think we're going to do well here in Tennessee. We're going to do well in Oklahoma. I think we're going to do very well also in Ohio and North Dakota. And I think we'll come in second place in a lot of places, too.
And second place can be a good thing this time around, because the other difference this year is that more delegates are being awarded proportionately instead of winner-take-all, so that you can come in second and not come out empty-handed. Remember, in Michigan, Santorum came in second, but under the rules, ended up splitting the delegates.
If you continue to combine the votes that Congressman Gingrich and I get, we're doing pretty well. In Michigan, we'd have won easily.
Does that mean one of them might consider dropping out and supporting the other? Interesting idea. But Santorum, being ahead of Gingrich, isn't about to drop out. And as Gingrich said on Face the Nation, you certainly can't expect the party's best debater to give up.
My hope would be to go into the summer as the guy who could best debate Barack Obama. And a lot of these delegates are not legally bound. There are a lot of opportunities to go back and rediscuss this.
And as for Ron Paul, he's focusing on those independent Idahoans, North Dakotans, and Alaskans, all of which indicates that history may well remember this year's Super Tuesday as the day before Wednesday. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.